This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Kay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing very, very well. Mary Kay, now, Tyrod Taylor and the whole bunch, they talked to the media yesterday. What did you think of these moves, and were you surprised that the Tyrod Taylor move happened so abruptly and that there wasn't any real thought to the AJ McCarron type of stuff?
You know what? I would have to say yes. I was a little bit surprised because we were all thinking AJ McCarron. But, you know, I think they did do the right thing in taking that preemptive strike, getting a jump on free agency and getting a quarterback that they had wanted since last year. I mean, Hugh said that he wanted Tyrod Taylor in the offseason last year. So he got someone that he really was excited about. And, you know, you don't want to get into free agency and be left holding the bag. So I think it was a good move from that standpoint.
Yeah, you wanted to get a guy who could at least, you knew could move the ball a little bit. And, yeah, maybe he's not the very, very best, but I think he's certainly better than what you've had. And if he was playing last year, you'd have gotten yourself at least a few wins and maybe things would have looked a little bit different. Mary Kay, how do they go about their business then with him as the quarterback? They'll probably take a QB number one overall. Do they then just have to shut their ears and close their eyes to anything outside of that building to make sure that that kid plays when he's ready and not when maybe some fans and some paying customers want him to play?
Yeah, it's going to be very, very hard. You know how that is. Mm-hmm. Those things take on a life of their own. And, you know, you bring that shiny new toy in and everybody wants to, you know, see what it can do and play with it and all those things. So it does get very, very difficult to tune that out. But you know what? I think that Hugh Jackson and I think the Browns organization has been through enough over the last 2 years to really stay committed to letting that rookie learn on the bench for at least one solid year. So I think, and again, will it last a whole year? Who knows? You've got to deal with injury and all those sorts of things. But I think they would at least like it to be for this entire season.
Mary Kay, did you get a sense that Tyrod was in prove-it mode or is in prove-it mode for the Browns, or do you think he's in prove-it mode for 31 other teams in the NFL, I should say 30 since Buffalo already gave up on him, that he's going to play out this year, try to play as well as he possibly can, and then be somewhere else next year?
Well, I don't think he's really thinking about being somewhere else. I think that for the most part, I think he's coming in here saying, you know what, I'm going to bridge this team to the Super Bowl. Forget any talk about a bridge quarterback. So I liked the way that he handled that yesterday. He's not looking at this short term. He's looking at it like, you know what? Hey, let a rookie come in here and try to take my job away from me. And that's the kind of attitude that you really have to have. So, and boy, the Browns were certainly talking, you know, long-term success. We heard from John Dorsey and we heard all kinds of things from Hugh Jackson about, you know, he didn't want to hear any talk of bridge. So they are trying to quiet all that for now. They're trying to manage the message, and the message is, you know, the rookie is going to sit in the shadows for a while and let Tyrod try to do his thing.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. One bit of news that kind of happened at the end of the day yesterday. First, we thought he was getting cut. Then we found out he was getting traded, surprise, surprise, to, again, the New England Patriots. Were you surprised about McCourty's departure from the Browns?
Well, I knew that when they signed a couple of cornerbacks and they brought in Demaryius Randle, that one of those cornerbacks was probably going to be gone, Jamar or Jason McCourty. I wasn't exactly sure who it was going to be because I actually thought that Jason played well last year. So I didn't know that it would be him. And he also brought a lot of leadership and things like that. But, you know, I have to wonder if there wasn't, you know, some desire on his part to have this happen. I mean, there probably had to be some inclination from his twin brother and from the Patriots that maybe he could end up there. And, you know, so I just have to wonder if that conversation didn't go with Jason also, you know, letting them know that he wouldn't be too disappointed to go to the New England Patriots.
Mary Kay, this also has to be a sign of the times because, and I brought this up with Lima before we had a knockdown drag out over Sacha Braun of all people, but it's just no secret that he did not think much of this roster. You're talking about 11 guys in free agency right now and trades. You'll have draft picks here. I think that Jason McCourty, Danny Shelton, there were some people who were upset about that. I wasn't surprised about that at all last week, that there's going to be some names that fans have talked themselves into really liking who will probably not start this season on the 2018 roster. Is that fair?
That is fair. I think that John Dorsey is taking a look at this roster, and he's basically saying, you know, I'm not overly impressed with what I'm seeing here. And, you know, when he looks over these past two seasons, you know, he's not going to have any allegiance to the players that came in the Sacha Braun regime. They don't love what they saw. They didn't love 1-31, and they are putting their own stamp on this team in a fast and furious way. There's a new sheriff in town, and it's a new day in Cleveland.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. So overall, we've seen all these new players brought in. Kenny and I were talking win totals. It's a pastime here in America, especially in Cleveland, and we don't know specifically the schedule in order, so we can't play the schedule game, and we don't know the draft picks. But we know they're probably going to use a quarterback at one. So if you were to analyze how many wins or speculate how many wins you think they're in the ballpark of, can Mary Kay Cabot do that right now on the 16th of March?
Well, you know, the thing that makes it difficult, and I will give you a number here in a second, but the thing that does make it difficult is the fact that, you know, the more that I read about Tyrod Taylor, I mean, I think it's going to come down to how well he functions in this offense. It always comes down to the quarterback, and he has to play well. And, you know, I have to wonder, but he does have a lot of good weapons around him, especially, you know, they might still add Terrell. We'll see. I have to see how that one goes. But I think he's got enough around him to be very successful, especially if they really run the ball the way that they say they're going to this year and that if the defense is significantly better. So if Tyrod can do his part, then right now I'm going to say 6 or 7 victories.
6 or 7 would be very, very nice there. Very, very nice for this football team. The draft gets brought up a whole bunch. Minkah Fitzpatrick's been brought up a whole bunch. Do we start to really close the door real quick, Mary Kay? Do we start to close the door on Saquon Barkley here, or is anything possible?
You know what? Let's say anything is possible. I mean, you know, they're not under any pressure to do that now because they've got Carlos Hyde. But, you know, if number 4 rolls around and he's there, you know, they will have a decision to make. And he, in the minds of many people, is the best player in this draft. And if he's there at number 4, I think they will have to at least consider him.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, thanks.
The wonderful Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.